KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for any areas of fog to be burning off this morning. There are some fog patches in the low-lying river areas, and otherwise partly cloudy skies today and a high of 82 with winds northeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the Montgomery County Fair gets underway in earnest today. Today's schedule includes at 4 o'clock the wardrobe clothing event judging, at 4:30 4-H table setting events and judging and display. At 5 this evening, it'll be the educational presentations, extemporaneous speaking, and working exhibits. And then at 7 p.m., program and announcement of awards, the fashion show participants, and share the fun. Montgomery County Fair runs now through July the 18th. The Adams County Fair began last Thursday with the last full day of activity scheduled for tomorrow. Here's a look at today's schedule in Corning. At 7:30, it'll be the swine show. At 10:30, the small pet will be checked. Small pets will be checked in. At 11 o'clock, the rabbit and small pet show. And then at 1 o'clock down in Corning today, it's the Bill Riley Talent Show. At 2 o'clock, it's the Bucket of Junk Contest. 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock will feature family fair tours. And at 4:30, a pedal pool check-in. And then at 5 o'clock, the pedal pool will be held. At 6 this evening at the Adams County Fair, it's the 4-H Foundation and State Fair Awards, followed by the draft horse pull at 7 p.m. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department is planning to hold two recreational days this week to go along with the National Parks and Recreation Month calendar they've put out. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said on Wednesday, July 14th, we'll be offering a pool day with a lower entrance fee and some games to be played while enjoying the Sunnyside Pool. The other day is this Friday, July 16th, from 9 until 11 a.m., when they will be opening up their recreation shed with over 30 items for you to choose from and try out. If you should have any questions, call 712-243-3542. The CAM School Board will meet in a regular session this evening. The meeting starts at 6:30 at the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. Among their action and discussion items on the agenda is the fiscal year 2020 audit review, approval of student handbooks, IASB legislative priorities, that's the Iowa Association of School Boards, also approval of out-of-state trip for football camp, 500 series board policies, and a wellness policy. The CAM School Board will also approve a request or act on approving a request for a transfer of funds from activity fund to general fund and approval of activity fund fundraisers, disposal of excess vehicles, a school resource officer agreement, athletic training service, and approval of sharing agreements with Nottoway Valley. They'll also receive a facility update during their meeting this evening. Elsewhere in the news, Page County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested Saturday. 38-year-old Matthew Sherman Olson turned himself into the sheriff's office. He was wanted on an active warrant. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. And as you may have heard us mention over the weekend, also 22-year-old John Edward Heiler was arrested Saturday for eluding a peace officer and reckless driving. His cash or surety bond was set at $4,300. And more information on that particular arrest, a high-speed chase of a motorcycle by authorities in Page County Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says at around 9:55 a.m., officers of the Clarinda Police Department and deputies from the Page County Sheriff's Department were involved in that pursuit that began on 12th and Washington Streets in Clarinda. The chase began when a Clarinda police officer attempted to stop a Kawasaki motorcycle for failing to obey a stop sign. The driver of the motorcycle led authorities on a high-speed chase through the east and south area of Clarinda. The cycle was abandoned in the 100 block of North 12th Street, with the operator, 22-year-old John Edward Heiler of Norfolk, Nebraska, fled on foot into a residence. He was apprehended a short time later and being held in the Page County Jail on two counts of eluding law enforcement and numerous other traffic violations. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office reports five arrests dating back to May 19th. On July the 4th, 20-year-old Parker Clocky of Templeton was arrested for OWI first offense. He was released on his own recognizance and appeared before the magistrate at a later date. On June 30th, 27-year-old Carlos Velasquez of Fort Dodge was arrested in Audubon County for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. He appeared before a magistrate and was released. The sheriff's office said also that on June 28th, 31-year-old Joseph White of Atlantic turned himself in on an outstanding warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. White appeared before the magistrate and was subsequently released. 24-year-old Cody Harris of Elkhorn was arrested May 29th in Audubon County for OWI first offense and possession of a weapons charge. He was released on his own recognizance later that same afternoon. And 19-year-old Crew McAlpin of Exira was arrested May 19th for driving while revoked. He was released on his own recognizance and appeared before the magistrate at a later date. And finally in the news, Atlantic City Clerk Barb Barrick on Friday sent an email to the company tasked with conducting the 4th of July City Paid for Fireworks Show. The email delivered to J&M Display said the mayor and city council had asked Barrick to reach out to J&M. Their request came during last Wednesday's meeting of the Atlantic City Council, during which some members expressed their displeasure with the brevity of the fireworks display. The email says, "We have received many complaints that the show was extremely short, with reports of 11 to 15 minutes. In addition, the fire chief noted that it didn't look like the city received as much product as it had in the past." Barrick wrote to say she was requesting that J&M look into the matter to ensure there was not discrepancy between what the city paid, $6,000, and what it was supposed to receive, $6,000 plus 8% for early payment. "If the city did receive all the product," she said, "would you please explain why the show took such a short time?" I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.